Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Lisa Raggio, who is the CEO of the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. Lisa, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be the best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Lisa, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you, Paul. I truly appreciate the invitation to be a part of this, and congratulations to you for being 20 years strong. Our organization, the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, is 20 years strong as well. And our mission is to support firefighters and EMS providers and their immediate families diagnosed with cancer in unique ways. And that's through badge-to-badge mentorship, through education, and through guidance. So we have over 500 volunteers throughout the country. We're represented in 44 states. And we are the leaders in firefighter cancer support and cancer awareness and prevention education for firefighters. So your question, I know you were asking about what I think are the three best practices for organizations and optimizing success. And I think culture, communications, and strategy. And culture is one that, you know, Peter Drucker said, culture eats strategy for breakfast. And in my experience and observation in professional life for the last 30 years, I think that it's the glue and it's the main ingredient that you need in order to optimize success. So when you get it right, you see those teams thriving. You see cultures that are able to give and receive feedback. And that's the only way that you can really progress is through feedback. And also there's congruency. So how you show up for your clientele or those that you serve, your external stakeholders, is congruent with how you show up for each other. And that builds a really strong culture. One of the things that I've come across through the years is a great tool called the FBI by Christine Hadid. And she put together, it's called feeling or thinking, I like to say, behavior and impact. So really getting used to being articulate in when you do this, when you gave that presentation and you did it in such a way, the impact on, you know, your team or the board of directors was positive in this way, and you're recognizing what they're doing right so that you can really build a culture. And when you give constructive feedback and have to have those hard conversations. So communications is equal to that. I look at it as a triangle, those three. And communications is one that it is probably the greatest threat to any organization. You know, if it's misaligned, if there's silos, communications is what keeps everybody on the same page when it comes to purpose. And the other thing that I've been exposed to and I've been able to be trained in and I have a certificate in is the DISC and Motivators Behavioral Communications Assessment. And that really is a great tool to use so that you can understand the platinum rule. We know the golden rule, which is to treat others as you'd want to be treated. But the platinum rule is to treat others the way that they want to be treated. And that means that you have to spend a little bit more time to understand how someone communicates in their style. There's usually the dominance, the influential, the stabilizer, and the compliance or conscientious styles. All four of those are really what you need to optimize a team and an organization. But when you get those things right, you know, you really see an opportunity for that culture to become cohesive too, with clear and concise communications. And then last is strategy. You know this too, Paul, that there's a lot of organizations that may get culture right and communications right, but they have no idea where they're going. And strategy is really what connects us to the vision and being able to execute that. And when you break down where you're headed, let's say for the next 3, 5, 10 years, and you're able to break it down into what I like to say, quantifiable and qualifiable markers quarterly, and you're able to look at how you can move forward with what you can name and claim. You can't grow what you don't know. So I really look at what are three things that you can do within your area, your unit, that are going to add value to the organization, not only for this quarter, but they're influencing the direction of moving forward in the organization. So when you get all those three right, and those become like the three, the triangle that is working harmoniously, now you're able to maximize the potential of the team and the organization for long-term success, impact, and sustainability.
Lisa, I really love that picture of those triangle, which implies to me obviously they're as important as each other. I really appreciate that. And if I may, just a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Lisa, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes, please.
Thanks,
We
Lisa.
got it.
I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. All the best to you and all of your listeners.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye for now.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.